first year here in Puerto Rico and given the opportunity to shoot the calendar. So when I got here, I was really excited and didn't know what to expect. I got to shoot with a horse, and that was a lot of fun. It was kind of difficult, and it was more challenging. I think anytime you have a photo shoot with an animal, it's really hard. So it was challenging, and I just loved it. You just have such an awesome staff. From hair, makeup, lighting, the photographer, it really takes like a big group. And we're just so honored and so blessed to have such good people just helping us out.
It's June.
Yes.
I like it. It's a good month.
Yes.
Mark, we're both grown men.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're grown men talking about another grown man in a bathing suit and his abs.
Yeah, I don't know why we have to do this, but it came up. It came up during a press conference, so it's not us doing it. It's the media, the other media. We're blaming them. Take a look.
What is the context of the picture that you put up on social media yesterday, and what kind of reaction did you get to it?
Oh, man. The reaction was, about what you'd expect. It was, whatever.
What is the craziest thing that people were saying?
Oh, they can't say that in a press conference. I'm not allowed to say. People are wild on social media. They will literally say almost anything. It's getting hot up here. It was just a pool day.
It's not a photo shoot or anything. It's just you're hanging out by the pool.
I'm a 290-pound white defensive end. I'm not the most stereotypically physically. No, I was pretty close though. You want to see it? I was trying to get abs like you, K-Jack. But when the light catches you at the right angle and you're looking like the right, I was like, okay, well that has to go out. You don't look like that every day. So when it's out, it's out. Yeah, exactly. So it just happened to catch. I don't know. I guess I was in the right light or something. And I had something close to abs, so it doesn't happen that often. I like food too much. It was the day after I ate my Killen's burger and a milkshake. So I don't even know how it was physically possible, but that was a lot longer than I ever should have talked about a shirtless photo.
Drew, what wasn't mentioned is that's actually my body with JJ's head photoshopped on. No, you don't believe that? No.
They don't either. It's okay. But hey, he was wearing a shirt a couple weeks ago at the J.J. Watt Charity Classic, which was a lot of fun. But Mark, they also raised a heck of a lot of money for some very, very worthy folks around the area.
At Minute Maid Park, awesome event.
First ever back to back. First ever? You got anything left in the tank?
No, I don't.
Old man strength, every time. Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Oh! Look at this! This is incredible. After watching your hitting performance, we may put you on IR before the game.
I'm out of here, man.
My name is JJ. I'm here at the game with these folks. It's going to be a good night. Oh, you want to hit? Oh, okay, Kev. Where are you going to hit it? We're going to hit that infield?
Hit the park.
If you hit it in the infield?
You see me bad?
Where? Outside the side of the park?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Whatever you do, change your swing from whatever it was before. Hi. How are you? There you go. Kevin. You sounded like you were stranded on an island yelling for a plane. That's what you just sounded like. Picture! Kev fits in with the sixth graders. You can't pick him out. Rod, you ready? What? I just want a different picture.
Just can't get enough of the J.J. Watt Charity Softball game. So much fun stuff. And you know what else is fun?
What?
Dear Drew! And it's coming up next.